As we wrap up 2025, one thing's clear. Uncertainty isn't temporary. It's the world we live in now. Noble Gold Investments helps Americans protect what they've built with real gold and silver, holding value when everything else feels uncertain. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com and take your first step toward a safe future. This holiday season, when you open up a qualified account, you'll receive 10 one-ounce commemorative silver holiday coins. Visit Noble Gold today.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
Since 2011, American Giant has been making everyday clothing with extraordinary effort. Not in far-off factories, but right here in the USA. We obsess over fabrics, fit, and details, because if you're going to wear it every day, it should feel great and last for years. From the cut of a hoodie to the finishing of a seam, nothing is overlooked. Our supply chain is tight-knit and local, which means less crisscrossing the country and more care in every step. The result is durable clothing, t-shirts, hoodies, sweatpants, and denim that become part of your life season after season. This isn't fast fashion. It's clothing made with purpose by people who care as much about how it's made as how it fits. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
Consider this for a moment. The Bible says, as a man thinks, so is he. The thoughts and inclinations of the heart shape the reality of who you are. They shape your thinking, which will ultimately shape your actions. What you think is what you become. You could even say that the quality of your thoughts determines the quality of your life. And so the question becomes, how do I filter my thoughts so that they are constructive instead of being destructive? How do I eliminate the sinful thoughts, the ungodly thoughts, the lustful thoughts? Because we need to realize that we are bombarded by the things of the world each and every day. Our thoughts are invaded by what we see, what we hear, the people we spend time with. But my brothers and sisters, instead of being polluted in your mind by this world, I urge you to take a minute and think. Just think. What are God's thoughts towards me? In those moments when my own thoughts tell me that you can't do this, God's word says, yes, you can. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. When I hear that's impossible or that'll never happen, I tell myself, Luke 18, verse 27, all things are possible with God. When you feel lost, when you feel alone and isolated, tell yourself, Hebrews 13, verse 5, where God says, I will never leave you or forsake you. When you're overwhelmed with your problems, meditate on 1 Peter 5, verse 7. Cast all your burdens on God, for He cares for you. When you find yourself thinking that your situation or struggle is too much, you're too tired, God says, come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. When you start thinking thoughts like, I can't figure this life out, I don't know what my purpose is, Psalms 37, verse 23 tells you that the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. So make a conscious decision to win the battle of your mind today. Don't let negative thoughts or negative words contaminate you. The scripture tells us to guard our minds because the mind is a doorway. And you are the only one who can determine what goes in and what stays. So immerse yourself in God's word so that you can realize who you are in Christ. You are well able and strong in the Lord. You are a winner. You are the head and not the tail. You are more than a conqueror. So from today, speak with boldness. Pray with authority. Be anxious for nothing, but in all things, make your request be made known to God. Peace, victory, and faith. This should be your portion in the Lord. If your thinking is limited, your life will be limited. If you're going to reach your highest potential, you have to, you simply must, hold on to what God says about you, not man. So let me ask you this. What is playing over and over in your mind? What is feeding your self-esteem? What is impacting your confidence? What are you dwelling on? Those thoughts. Are you paying attention to them? Because in one way or another, it shapes you. So I encourage you to renew your mind. Get your mind right. There is nothing more powerful. There is nothing more empowering than a transformed mind, a renewed mind, a mind fixed on the author and perfecter of our faith, Jesus Christ.
Have you ever taken time out to examine your thought life? Because each and every one of us has a thought life, a pattern of thinking, a way of thinking. When you wake up in the morning, you're thinking about something. When you're cooking, you're thinking. When you're talking to someone, chances are you're thinking about how to respond. Perhaps you're thinking that you need to wrap up this conversation. Or you may even be thinking about something completely irrelevant to the conversation you're having. The point I'm trying to illustrate is that as humans, we do a lot of thinking. We're always thinking. Thinking of the future. Thinking of the past. Thinking of the perfect scenario. Thinking about the worst possible outcome. But you see, today, I'd like to encourage you to take your thought life very seriously. The Bible says in Proverbs 23, verse 7, "For as he thinks in his heart, so is he. Eat and drink, he says to you, but his heart is not with you. As you think in your heart, so are you." A lot of people are victims of their own thoughts. They are victims of their own thought patterns. And sometimes it's not that God won't work in our lives, or it's not that he won't move or break down doors in our lives, but rather it's the fact that we lack faith. When you lack faith, and allow doubt to fester in your mind and in your heart, this in turn creates these negative and often destructive ways of thinking. Now, the Bible in Colossians 3 verse 2 says, "Set your mind on things above, not on things on the earth." I find it compelling that the Bible says, "Set your mind." We're being told to put our minds in a place where we dwell on heavenly things. We're being told to position our minds to dwell on heavenly things. Set your mind on things above. Doing this establishes a godly pattern of thinking. So ask yourself, why do I think the way I do? Do my thoughts line up with the Word of God? Do you pay attention to what you're thinking? Do you pay attention to the kind of thoughts that you dwell on? The things that influence your thinking? 2 Corinthians 10, verses 3 through 6. "For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds, casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ, and being ready to punish all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. Verse 5 says, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. This means every thought in your life should be restrained. It should be bound under the rulership of Jesus Christ. Saints of God, the battleground is the mind. And so we need to be diligent when it comes to what goes on between our ears.